Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Essien. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Essien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy bunts towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive towards center. Lemon catches it and throws to first to double up Picciolo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morrison strikes out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Kravick covering, for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bannister bunts towards first. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to home to get Lemon. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Chalk moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Chalk scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-2 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Essien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Washington reaches second base with a double. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon is walked intentionally. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chapp is now playing shortstop. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Murray pinch runs for Dave Revering. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt May now catching. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Derek Bryant pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo bunts towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryant moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heath is hit by the pitch. Bryant moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Mike Proley now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Derek Bryant now playing right field. Mike Heath now playing third base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a line drive towards short. Chappas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page pinch hits for Larry Murray. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Derek Bryant. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing right field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Essien scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jorge Orton now playing second base. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murphy is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Heath is walked intentionally. Murphy moves to second. Junior Moore now playing left field. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-4 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas misplays the ball. That's an error on Chappas. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to third. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.